And welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. By the time many students are in middle school and high school, they're starting to consider more seriously what they would like to do for a career. South Dakota State University's annual Jackrabbits Nurse Camp gives them the opportunity to find out what it would be like to be a nurse. The camp takes place in June in Rapid City and Sturgis. And for more, I'm joined by Sandra Mordhorst, instructor at SDSU's West River Department of Nursing. And Sandra, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you very much.
How long has the Jackrabbits Nurse Camp been held?
Actually, the Jackrabbit Nurse Camp was begun in 2008, and so this will be our seventh summer that we have conducted the nurse camp for our middle school and high school students.
And what is the primary goal of the camp?
The primary goal is to really have students look at nursing as a profession option in hopes that we inspire them to actually become nurses. We know that there is a predicted nursing shortage, and so our goal is to really give students the opportunity to look at, to practice, and to really apply some of the things that they might do as a nurse and test out whether or not this is a profession that they would want to become involved with.
How much understanding have you found that students have of what it means to be a nurse before they attend the camp for the first time?
Well, some students have family members that are nurses or that are in the healthcare profession, and so they do have somewhat of a basic knowledge of nursing, but we do have students that really have had no past experience, no family exposure, and so this camp really gives all students the opportunity to learn from any perspective.
And what exactly happens at the camps?
The students, whether or not they're from the middle school or the high school age, we teach them how to actually complete basic nursing skills, such as completing vital signs, temperature, pulse, respiration, heart rate. They use our simulation mannequins to actually learn how different body sounds sound like, so heart and lung and bowel sounds. They can turn and reposition each other within the beds and learn how to ambulate each other as if they were in that patient role. And so they really get to test out some of the very important skills that we do as nurses. They also are taught some life-saving skills. So we teach choking and the American Heart Association Friends and Family CPR course, which looks at how to respond to an emergency and to use an automated external defibrillator or an AED. So these skills can be actually used in their daily lives if they happen to have a family member that they need to respond to in an emergent situation. We do some great things and stuff with wound care, so they actually get to dress a wound. And then we talk about some personal health-type options, so their fitness and exercise and diet, things that we also work with our patients too.
So they get an idea of the broad spectrum of perhaps health care that falls under what I guess you would consider nursing?
Absolutely.
And is there an opportunity to go to hospitals and perhaps shadow nurses?
Yes, they do. The high school students that are involved within the camps have an opportunity to go to Rapid City Regional Hospital on the last day of the camp. They are paired up with a nurse that is on the floor actively working, and so we have different areas of the hospital, dialysis, infusion plus, wound care, cardiac rehab, where the patients are being cared for by the primary nurse, and that student that's in the camp is able to watch all of the experiences that are happening with that particular patient-nurse relationship.
So that's more for the high school camps?
That is correct.
So then the middle school camps, what would you say? They're probably more of an introductory situation?
Exactly. So they do, the choking, the nurse skills, the health promotion activities. They're involved with, really lots of hands-on activities with each other to learn about nursing. The high school then gives them the opportunity to put all that practice into use and to see how it's used within the hospital setting.
Do you see that, have there been situations in the past where a student signed up as a middle schooler and then continued to go to the camp when they entered high school?
Yes. as we have progressed through our many summers, we've seen many students that have come back year after year to complete the Jackrabbit's Nurse Camp. And all of the experience that we have, we try to vary slightly so that they each have an individual, fresh experience for, the next summer. So even students that repeat to find that there are new activities that we're doing, and that way they're coming, they're excited, they're happy to be there. We've had students that have had issues with even hearing deficits, thinking that they didn't even think that they could actually become a nurse because of their inability to hear without some type of hearing aid. And we have faculty as well as professional nurses that have overcome different disabilities, and we share those advances with the students, and they're so excited to know that people that have a deficit in a specific area can be very successful and attain their career goal as being a nurse.
Now, the students are dealing with pretty serious things in the nurse camp, but I'm guessing that there are still opportunities to have fun.
Oh, absolutely. The students and staff will build first aid kits. We give them a stethoscope so that they can learn how to actually listen to different body sounds, go on, different walks so that we're, talking about, different health promotion activities. We do some team building, fun things for them. And so we definitely try to make learning a fun experience and something that the faculty enjoy as well as the students.
Do you have any idea how many students who've attended the camps later have then gone into nursing?
Well, we have actually started to track students that have gone to camp and that have now enrolled in our nursing program, and we see that those numbers are increasing every single semester. We have students that also are participating with additional programs within the high school, that we see those students now coming in as health, nurses that are, or students that are proceeding into the nursing profession. And so it's increasing every single semester, which I am very happy to see that increase, because we need nurses. We're definitely knowing that nursing as a profession, will be growing all the way through, 2022. And so we'll be needing to expand our nursing population as more nurses are, reaching older years and retiring. We have to have new nurses to replace them.
The Jackrabbit's Nurse Camp takes place in Rapid City and Sturgis. There are a couple of events. How many spots are available, and when's the deadline to register?
Sure. We have four camps. We have three middle school, like you had indicated. Two of them are in Rapid City. One of our camps is in Sturgis. We also have a high school campus here in Rapid City, and they're at the Regional Health Sciences Building on 11th Street in Rapid, and then in Sturgis at the Sturgis Regional Hospital. The students have an opportunity to sign up for the camp. Registration, we would like to see hopefully done by May 8th. However, if the availability for the camps is still open, they can register after that point. All students, if they're interested, can obtain information by calling the SDSU College of Nursing, Rapid City, through Barb Ogard, and I can give additional information if you would like.
Sure, go ahead.
The number for them to call would be 394-5390, and that's the number for the main office for the SDSU camp.
Okay, and we will also put a link to more information about the nurse camp on our webpage later this afternoon at sdpb.org, so get more information there. Sandra, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.